This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All righty, thank you, Lucius, and thanks to all the Tolos that have already come to see us here, as we're not even done with the first hour of the G-Bag Nation. We'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock at Rally House in Arlington. Great place to come by and pick up some, I don't know, TCU gear for the big weekend or Cowboys gear. They have more gear than anybody. It's time now for Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner. Here he is, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. It's super nice to meet everybody out here who's come out and already said hello and stuff. Thank you guys so much. And I want to draw your attention to something as well. Richie Witt, you know, used to be on the program.
Had
a really good story out that you need to kind of take a look at. It's called Witt's End. He's got some really some good insight to some things going along. I always enjoy reading Richie's stuff. So if you
brace your age,
just kind of check him out. He's got some good insight for you. So make sure you take a look at that if you want to.
Would you like to share your favorite takeaways or subject?
I'm always about just kind of, it's about the tease. Just go, if you want Witt's End, go check it out. He's got some really, really good insight on what's going on and, you know, not only in college football, you know, the Rangers, radio business, stuff like that. Richie's always got some really, really, really good insights.
Any takes about sagging? Who's against Romo out here? Is any takes about that out there?
No, none of that. But maybe there might be something. I know, Lucius. I know there's some things that he probably is not very good at. But this one, there might be something you could pull from this one. So just make sure you go and check that one out.
I'll co-sign, Broaddus. It was a fun read.
It was a fun read.
Fun read. Stress the fun there.
Yeah. It was that. That's the thing about it. It's a fun read. So, anyway, okay. Let me go for it here on these on the sports mix, if I could. And as we know, every Friday I try and come up with some questions and some maybe some sports things that we could talk about. Maybe some other things that maybe not sports related. And we'll see if we could get through this one. Chief, I'll start with you on this one.
Oh no.
Could the Eagles win 4 of 5 games if Gardner Minshew was their quarterback?
Hey, go ahead. Say something stupid.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. And I don't know. Are we just assuming, like, hypothetically 4 or 5 games? Because I don't know their exact schedule in front of me right now. But I would think no. I don't think they go 4 out of 5 with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback. And I understand now, as I've thought this out, how you're tying this back to the Cowboys and Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
And this is pretty special by you. No, I don't believe. I don't believe so. I think Jalen Hurts is the engine to that offense that allows all these other parts to work for themselves. And his ability to use his legs. How many times is the passing game not working? It's fine. Jalen Hurts will just run for 160 yards and win the game. Gardner Minshew's not doing that.
How about you there, Eric? Yes, Eric. How about you, Zach?
You do that every bleeping time.
I know that
I'm just as attractive as Eric is now because I've slimmed down, and I appreciate it, Brian. It's very flattering.
I can't.
Right?
I look right past you now. I used
very
to just look right at you. I look right past you.
No, I don't believe they could. But let me look at their team schedule just to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they would beat the Titans with him. I don't think they would be able to beat the Giants twice, and I don't think they'd be able to beat the Cowboys with Gardner Minshew starting. So the answer is absolutely not. I do think Cooper Rush had the benefit of an overall favorable schedule, which helped the Cowboys out there. I think that Bengals win is very impressive looking back at it. I think the Bengals are playing much better than they were then. But no, overall, I do think Jalen Hurts and what Eric was saying with his ability to run certainly is an aspect that they lose without him, that Gardner Minshew's not able to bring to the table. And there's a reason why Gardner Minshew's a backup, right? So to me, absolutely not.
Gavin?
I would say they could, but it would have to be the perfect 5 games in their schedule, not the remaining 5 games, but the schedule that they opened up with that, you know, they were off to an undefeated start. Minnesota week 2 was tough, but everybody else was fairly manageable there in those first 5 games. So you'd have to let me pick the perfect 5 games out of a schedule, and then I'd be like, sure, he could do it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that we're seeing something with the Cowboys that not a lot of teams could have survived. You know, more you go back and look at it, and the way you're in a spot to potentially be in the playoffs, to potentially win the division.
I think it's going to come down to a good defense.
It is.
And I feel like the Eagles do have one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, again, can this, you know, I think that Rush made some plays along the way for you to kind of help you win some of these games. So I think it would be hard. I do. I think the Cowboys, I give them a lot of credit for that happening. All right, Zach, I'll go back to you on this one.
Okay.
You know, there's been some questions about Terrence Steele not practicing this week, and he is actually dealing with an illness in his family. But the word is that he is going to come back and play for this game. But let me ask you this question. Has Terrence Steele now become a major loss in your lineup if he doesn't play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who's going to play right tackle for you? You know, that's a big question, because now it's – or do you just slide Tyler Smith over? They don't seem like they want to play Jason Peters at right tackle. That doesn't seem like an option. So could Tyler Smith kick over to the right side? Do you feel good about that? He has not played that at all, and then you play Jason. There's a lot of question marks, and I do think Terrence Steele, specifically in the run game, has proven that he is one of the best run-blocking right tackles in football right now. That tandem of him and Martin on the right side has been dominant for you at times this year. So I do think Terrence Steele's playing good football. Is he the best right tackle in the league? No, but he certainly would be a loss.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, Walchuk said it. He's been a road rager in the run game, and that's been special. And seeing his trajectory to this whole point has been pretty fun, because we were beating him up early on because there was no business for him to be starting.
Bad, yeah.
Well, and we all were, and a lot of it was just on the coaching of how are you going to allow this guy who is supposed to be a developmental dude, and you're going to throw him in starting and at one point go one-on-one with Myles Garrett and ruin a first quarter of a game for you. Wasn't fair to him, but the work that he's put in, my gosh, to get to where he is now is pretty dang special. And it's in particular the run game. I think he's solid in pass protection as well. Anytime you lose any one of these linemen, I don't know if there's any one of these linemen on there right now that I would say that would be an okay loss. I guess Jason Peters makes up for a couple of these, but for the most part, any one of these linemen you lose, you're feeling pretty bad about it. And Terrence Steele probably second behind Zach Martin in that running right now. Maybe Beatus, just because the importance of the position at center. But yeah, losing Steele would suck, and it would be a big blow to your run game.
Gavin?
Yeah, I think they hit it. You don't have a good replacement for him. You know, I still think Terrence Steele is around just average, or maybe slightly even below average when you take everything into account. But he's huge for how you want to attack in the run game.
As we're getting close to time here, I know we got Stephen Jones coming up here. My final question for you guys, Gavin, I'll ask you this question to start back with you. Has someone ever given you a great holiday gift, but you're embarrassed because you got them a bad one?
I don't think so. I think right around the time I became conscious of giving good gifts, the good gifts to me stopped coming, you know?
Yeah.
I got too old, and it's like Christmas isn't about you anymore. Here's some pajama pants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not much thought to it.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Although, about 6 weeks ago, you gave me the beer can chicken holder.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to return the gift, so expect something.
No, you know, I was just – because you were talking about cooking with it. So, no, it's – from one cook to another. That's all that was. Okay. How about you, Chief?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I guess the whole time growing up, where my parents are gifting me things and I'm writing them like cards, you know, and that's all they're – I'm not really gifting them anything other than just a card that way. But otherwise, I feel for the most part – I may have half-assed a Mother's Day gift for my mother-in-law one time, and then she hooked me up nicely for the birthday, and I was like, oof, okay, might need to make Mother's Day a little bit more important for mother-in-law. But other than that, I guess not.
Well, Chuck?
Eric's always treated me very well around the holidays, so I don't have any complaints for him.
I always give back.
Now, I definitely was feeling that when I would go over to my ex's for Christmas. Like, and I think I've told you guys this, in the stocking stuffers every year, it was like, this is more than I'd ever gotten over 1 year of Hanukkah. So I was just feeling very overwhelmed. Like, I brought each of them maybe one gift, maybe two, and they have really outdone themselves for me. So I was feeling way out of my comfort zone here. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like a lost puppy. I didn't know what to do. And they were very kind about it, but they treated me very, very well, and I certainly had that feeling.
Gentlemen, thank you much for playing the Sports Mix.
There it is. Brian brought us in Krusty's Corner every afternoon at about 2:40. That's 1 hour down, 4 to go. G-Bag Nation here live from Rally House in Arlington. And you can win a G-Bag Nation flag if you can. You got to name 10 of the all-time G-Bag Nation members. That includes everybody that's worked on the show. There's 13 in total. Who can get 10? All right, when we come back, I do believe Stephen Jones is going to be on the line with us. We'll talk with him about the Cowboys, Colts, Odell Beckham Jr., and more right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.